Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Hello, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Random. Well, we're going to continue today with a topic I started in my last episode, well, episode before last, and it was titled, What's Next? So we're going to look at what's next. What's next for the body of Christ? What's next? Now, looking at where we are at this particular moment in time and all that is going on around us, we need to be able to spiritually read the signs of the times. It is clear that the body of Christ needs an upgrade to be able to move through all that's going on. What was is not what we need for now, for present day now. But before I get started, let me just say a quick prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you that we can live with the knowledge, with the awareness that we live, move, and have our being in you, that we are never separated from you, that we can incline our ears to hear, we can incline our ears to see at any moment when we stop and we focus. We can hear and we can see what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us. I thank you for salvation, which covers every aspect of our lives. I thank you for this world that you created. And I thank you that as the words go forth during this podcast, more importantly, that it will be your Spirit moving through the airways and touching the hearts of those who are waiting to hear from you. And I pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. And as I was saying before the prayer, that we need to really learn how to read the signs of the times. What we're seeing now should not be a shock to us. So we shouldn't be reacting as if we were unaware that the things that we're seeing was going to happen, because it's in the scriptures. It was prophesied about these times. So if you are being shocked or you are being thrown off guard and you're stumbling through this time, it's because somewhere along the way, you have lost your focus. I mean, your true focus. Our ability to focus, it becomes like a lamp to our bodies. It says in the scriptures, it says the eye of the body is a lamp. You know, it brings in the light. And they're not talking about our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes. So we need to be able to see with that spiritual eye so that it will receive the light that is present by the Spirit of God. I want to read this scripture from 1 Corinthians 2:14. And it says, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So our natural man may have issues with trying to accept what the Spirit of God is speaking. So we're unable to receive it. We may not even be, if we hear it, if we're hearing it through the natural man, we may easily reject it. Or if we're in just that natural, functioning in that natural person, we may not even be able to hear or see what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us during this time. So in order for us to be able to hear what God is speaking to us in this dispensation, it has to be spiritually discerned. It has to be received by the Spirit speaking to the Spirit, deep calling out to deep. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, through most of the teachings that I've heard over the past 15, 20 years, there has been this move about how we as believers, because we're being taught that, you know, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us. And so that there is this power that God has placed on the inside of us, and that we have the ability to come in and change an environment, to spiritually come in our very presence. Now, looking at what is going on here in America, what's happening with our culture, what's happening with the people around us, the anxiousness, the fear, and also the mental illness that is going on. People are there. I mean, and our young people are being influenced or being exposed to what we're failing to do. What we're failing to do as those who believe in God, or who profess that they believe in God. And from what I can see, as the body of Christ, our impact is really not much of an impact. It really isn't. I think that we have lost sight of what our mission is. It's about salvation. It's about sharing the good news, the gospel, sharing, and the gospel is a message of love and forgiveness that was brought to us by our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. But we're not spreading that. We're spreading fear, and we're spreading not only fear and angst in the world, but we are doing it among ourselves. We are being fearful of the world, and fearful as if our God is not able to be all that we need God to be in our lives, that we can feel secure and protected and unafraid to face whatever it is that needs to be faced during these times. And these times can be very dangerous. But there is the Spirit of God living on the inside of us that equips us with the strength and the power and the foresight and the wisdom that we need in order to exist in what we see going on today. 2 Chronicles in chapter 7, this is verse 14. It says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." So clearly, God is speaking, the Spirit of God is speaking to us that it is we, His people, who are called by His name, who need to humble ourselves and who need to repent, who need to seek His face and turn away from our wicked ways. And we don't seem to be aware that the things that we're doing are wicked, because we are taking our knowledge from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The very thing that we were told to not partake of, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what that does, because we're so busy judging this is good and this is evil, and then we create these campaigns and these agendas that we believe that it will attack that which is evil, when in fact it has the reverse effect. It's just like with this Roe v. Wade. You would think that the laws that are being passed concerning abortions and the things that are happening in states and what happened in the Supreme Court when it threw it back to the states, and the states, the governments in the states are allowed to determine the abortion laws, and the impact of that has overall been very negative. It is not changing people's hearts. It's not causing transformation in our culture in any way. If we think that laws are the answer to a spiritual problem, then we will continue to see the things that we're seeing play out right now. Ephesians 3, chapter 3, starting in verse, I'm going to read verses 10 and 12. It says, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So we have the ability to make known to rulers and authorities in heavenly places, okay? In those unseen, in that unseen sphere of existence, that we have the ability to express and make known God's wisdom to those rulers and authorities in heavenly places, that we can impact an area. Because everything begins, it started out being something that existed in the unseen realm. When God created male, female, before we were even given a physical body that was made from the very elements that the earth is made out of, that the stars are made out of, that those elements were used to fashion a physical body. But before we were given a physical body, we existed in the spirit realm. We existed in heavenly places. Amen. Let me go to verse 11. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's an eternal purpose that was made alive, that was made visible through Christ Jesus our Lord. The purpose that our Lord and Savior had coming into the earth. He came into the earth not to condemn, but to save. And what are we doing? We are condemning. We're spending more time on condemning people and judging people. But this is not bringing salvation to the hearts of people. Verse 12 goes on to say, in whom we have boldness. We can have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in Christ Jesus. So it's not about our righteousness. Okay? We're seeing much too much of this self-righteous spirit, this judgmental spirit being displayed. And it's turning people off. It's not drawing people to having faith in God or believing in the existence of God. Well, first of all, Jesus said we would be known by our love for one another. So we're not seeing love for one another. That's not being expressed by too many people, especially the so-called leaders who are out in the forefront saying that they are like representatives of God because they believe in God. And I don't know which God they believe in because their behavior is definitely the opposite of what Jesus portrayed when he was in the earth. So we're at a stage now that there are people are leaving these organized churches in droves, especially the younger generations. They can see the hypocrisy. We're saying one thing, and yet we're doing and participating in another. It's hypocritical. What's next for the body of Christ? We may not be able to be a part of the army of God within the walls of our church membership. But because we are spiritual beings, even if we're not in the same physical place as other believers, that we can connect with those who believe in the real gospel message, who believe in the love of God, who believe in salvation, who believe in the mercy of God, who believe in his kindness and his faithfulness. We can connect. If we can't connect with those within the walls of our church membership, we're not restricted. And I would encourage you to pray in the spirit. Watch your thought life. And watch your behavior toward others, how you see them. Seeing them the same way God sees them, through his eyes. His desire is that none should perish. We've spent a lot of time working on our individual lives and working on our own little personal families. But until we begin to move as a body, we will still be faced with the things that are going on around us without the power. This form of godliness is not working because it's a form. It's not the actual power. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I'm not seeing too many sound minds from leaders in churches and leaders in government. You're not seeing that. Those who say that they're hearing from God and they're basing their decisions on policies and legislation because they're hearing from God. And I want to know, what God are they hearing from? So let us continue to study and show ourselves approved as workmen in the body of Christ. If you don't quite understand, or you don't have the knowledge of who Christ is, who Jesus Christ was in the earth, study is the beginning. Begin with the written word. Allow it to help you connect to the living word, which is Christ Jesus. It's a living word. Everything that has been done for us cannot be contained in the Bible, because it's so infinite and it's so great. So studying the written word is a great, it's a beginning. We should definitely start there. But the most important thing is allowing the Holy Spirit to give us truth. He is the Spirit of truth. And we need to rely on the Spirit of truth in order to see clearly what our purpose is in this particular time. Because if you're alive and hearing this message today, you're here for a reason. We have been created in God's image, and He is a God of love. He is a God of love. And if people can't see that, that basic characteristic of God being displayed, because everything responds to love. Plants, the animals, people, they all respond to love. Humble ourselves. Humble ourselves before God and repent of our wicked ways. And then He will heal our land. Well, I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget to go back and listen to the first What's Next episode that I did not week before last, but the second Thursday of. Where are we? Okay, March. Yes, the second Thursday in March, I did part one. So, you know, you can always go back out to our archives on Blog Talk Radio / When Christians Speak, and you'll find all of the previous podcasts out there. But the particular one that I'm holding up today is because I talked a lot about dangerous teachings, you know, which we always have often heard. And people have used it. Some people have used it because they feel as though they're protecting us. But then a whole lot of people are using it to control us. They only want us to believe what they believe. And so they tell us, don't read this book. Don't listen to this person. It's a dangerous teaching. My thing is, trust God. He will lead and guide and direct you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will always, always show you what is right. So if you're moving in your natural man, and seeing things only through your own mental reasoning, then yeah, you're going to fall prey to dangerous teachings. And anything can become dangerous without the Spirit of God being present. The letter of the law kills. Amen. I said I was going to stop. Glory to God. And I hope that today you've heard something that will move you to your next place. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, so tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose. So God bless, and I will see you next month for the first and second Thursdays of the month. Love you. Bye.